And on some houses where you've got, say, a part of the roof coming down this way and another part of the house roof coming down this way, do you call it anything where these things meet and the water runs down?
The downspout?
Well, it's...
Well, no, wait, the downspout would be a part of the gutter.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, the gable goes out.
Yeah, where the gable goes into the house, you'd have a, maybe some people call it a valley or something like that, where the water would run down.
I'm not familiar with that terminology.
What about on older houses, something that might be built on against the house, or it might be out in back a little ways that you would put tools and wood and stuff in?
A utility house or a tool shed?
Okay. If it was a house, if you didn't have plumbing in the house and the bathroom was out back in a building, what would you call that?
It would be an outhouse.
Okay. You ever hear any joking words for it, like, oh, necessary or privy or anything like
that? I've heard the word privy. I've, outhouse was by far the most common. Privy I have heard.
Okay. You would say if you had a nail and you wanted to make it go through a board, you would get a hammer and do what to it?
I would hammer the nail.
Okay, would you ever use the term drive the nail?
Yes.
Okay, you might say you were talking about that, something that happened yesterday. You say, well, yesterday I put a nail through my hand.
I drove a nail through my hand.
I have what? A nail through my hand.
I have driven a nail through my hand.
Okay, let me see now where I am.
I don't know if you're looking for answers or just voice on tape, but do you need, would you prefer one answer or two?
Oh, anything you can think of. I mean, okay. If you can, you know, if you think of other things, it'd be fine. I want to say before I forget it, I've looked at those pictures about three times, and every time I thought of it, and I can't remember the name of the town, but it's on the way to Memphis from here. There's a tiny little town in Alabama or Tennessee. I can't think of the name of it, but I thought about you because out there they had an oval tin sign about this big hanging out in front of an old abandoned building. It was apparently once a car repair shop, but it was an old tin oval sign, and it had a, looked like a maybe 1930 model car as a symbol.
Right.
Hanging there, and it was apparently at once very common as a repair shop signal or a garage sign or something.
And I'll look for that next time we go to Memphis.
I can't, it's near here. It's a little town that's near here.
Abandoned building.
Yeah, it's on the highway. I can't remember the name of it. The beautiful thing, of course, it's too big, and I don't even remember whether it's a sign or not, but I was in Utah, Alabama one time. And the old Chevrolet dealership there is closed and has been closed for I don't know how long. But I remember that the whole front of the building was covered by a big sign that said something like, it was rusty, you could hardly read it, but it said, now available in 4 and 6 cylinder engines or something like that.
That sign would have been, that would date it about 29 or,
yeah.
Well, about 29, because 29 was the first 6-cylinder.
And the way the sign was written, it looked like it might have been, you know, the big innovation,
right,
of a 6-cylinder engine. But I can't remember, if you go, what is the highway that runs right out past McFarland Bottom? Savannah. Maybe it's Savannah.
Highway 20 goes from here.
Is that the one they call the Savannah Highway?
Yes.
Well, maybe it's Savannah, Tennessee, or it's on that road on up into Tennessee. And it's